Michael Huerta may soon remove acting from his title. It's the FAA 1, Riggs 0, and Bombardier grabs the brass ring. This is Aero News for Wednesday, November 28, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint has put aside his objections to the confirmation of Michael Huerta as FAA administrator. DeMint had been blocking the confirmation hearings until after the election, which would have allowed Governor Romney to make his own nomination for the post should he have been elected president. The FAA administrator does not serve at the pleasure of the president, so had he been confirmed and Romney then elected, Huerta would have continued in the post as an Obama appointee. With the election decided and the White House not changing hands, DeMint, who will likely be named the top Republican of the Senate Commerce Committee next year, removed his objection Tuesday, according to the Washington Post. It was not known immediately if there was any other objections to the Huerta confirmation floating around in the Senate, or if the confirmation could be done by unanimous consent. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that Huerta might be confirmed as part of a group of non-controversial nominees. David Riggs, quickly assuming the aura of aviation's best-known crook and con man, has lost another battle with the feds, this time namely the NTSB and the FAA. You'll recall that FAA Acting Administrator Michael Huerta recently issued an emergency order commanding Riggs to surrender his pilot certificate or face an $1,100 daily fine for each day that he fails to do so. Riggs filed an appeal with the NTSB, claiming, among other things, that the flights questioned in the emergency order were legal as they were performed under a movie waiver. However, the FAA has repeatedly ruled that the filming of personal hero or aviation thrill videos do not qualify under the conventional cinematic waivers. On Tuesday, the NTSB's chief administrative law judge agreed, rejecting Riggs' defense, and signed an order denying respondents' petition challenging the administrator's emergency determination. Next up for Riggs will be a hearing before the NTSB that is currently set for December 12th and 13th, while there are indications that other federal agencies may be looking at Riggs with great interest. ANN will continue to update this story. In what is being called the largest single transaction in the history of business aviation, luxury transportation company Vista Jet has placed a firm order for 56 new Bombardier Global aircraft, with 86 further options. The deal has a value of more than $7.8 billion at list prices. In the air, VistaJet has been growing what is already one of the largest business aviation flight crew rosters worldwide to ensure that it has flight crew availability 24/7 anywhere in the world. On the ground, VistaJet has doubled its dedicated sales force across the emerging markets to establish further presence and support for existing and new customers. The new global aircraft order is a continuation of the company's strategic decision to fast-track the growth of its fleet, focusing on wide-cabin, long-range aircraft to provide non-stop, point-to-point global coverage. The new aircraft will directly service growth markets, including Russia, China, all of the Middle East, and all of Africa, connecting them with the rest of the globe, as well as serving the East and West Coast United States for their intercontinental travel needs. First deliveries in this order are expected in 2014. China's new aircraft carrier reportedly saw its first flight operations recently as a J-15 aircraft has been shown taking off and landing on the deck of the ship. The Associated Press reports that, according to the state-run Chinese news agency, the airplane and its carrier platform met all requirements and achieved good compatibility. Photographs appearing on the Chinese Defense Ministry website show the aircraft taking off and landing on the carrier deck. The ship entered into service September 25th and is not expected to be combat-ready for some time yet. The aircraft carrier was originally a Soviet ship that the Chinese purchased unfinished from Ukraine in 1998. It has been undergoing refurbishment since that time. The J-15 is based on the Sukhoi Su-33 fighter bomber. When Aero News continues, Curiosity celebrates a one-year anniversary. The airlines have a special gift for you. And can't we all just get along and learn to play well together?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Wednesday, November the 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NASA Mars rover Curiosity began its flight to Mars on November the 26th, 2011, from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, Florida, tucked inside the Mars Science Laboratory spacecraft. 1 year after launch and 16 weeks since its dramatic landing on target inside Gale Crater, Curiosity has returned more than 23,000 raw images, driven 1,696 feet, and begun helping researchers better understand the area's environmental history. The car-sized rover is at a site called Point Lake, overlooking lower ground to the east, where the rover teams intend to find a target for the first use of Curiosity's rock sampling drill. During a 2-year prime mission, researchers are using Curiosity's 10 science instruments to assess whether the study area in Gale Crater ever has offered environmental conditions favorable for microbial life. This holiday season, the nation's air carriers have a gift for you, a myriad of hidden fees. That, according to two consumer groups focused on air travel. These fees are in addition to other charges you may have paid at the time of your ticket purchase, and the coalition says they were entirely concealed from passengers. Two pro-consumer groups, FlyersRights.org and Business Travel Coalition, along with dozens of corporations and national consumer groups, have joined forces to demand the Department of Transportation support restoring true comparison shopping for airline consumers. The coalition has kicked off a 30-day public awareness campaign demanding transparency in airline ticketing and revealing all hidden fees. By December 25th, that's Christmas, you know, Flyers Rights and BTC aim to have 25,000 signatures, thereby pressuring the White House to formally review their request and provide a public response. Readers of airline industry trade magazines are apparently being treated to an ad campaign from Airbus, with the European plane maker accusing Boeing of exaggerating its performance data for the 737 MAX and the 747-8. Boeing, meanwhile, is not letting the charges go unanswered. In one recent ad, Airbus depicts a Boeing aircraft as Pinocchio, with an elongated nose. The headline, quote, "Why is our competitor stretching the truth?" end quote. John Leahy, the head of sales for Airbus, told Reuters that Boeing is, quote, "blatantly misrepresenting the truth by orders of magnitude," end quote, when it comes to comparing the 737 MAX and 747-8 to the Airbus A320neo and the A380. The advertising comes as both companies are seeing record orders for their single-aisle airplanes over the past couple of years. Airbus took the 2011 round with large orders for its re-engined A320neo, but this year, Boeing has made several multi-billion dollar deals for the 737 MAX. Analysts have indicated that Boeing has once again become the world's top seller of airliners. Mark Bertel, Boeing's commercial airplane spokesman, said the company stands by its airplanes and their performance data, saying simply, quote, "ultimately, our customers will decide," end quote. Yes, they will, Mr. Bertel, but one just has to wonder, will Boeing's next ad be headlined, "Sticks and Stones May Break My Bones"? I'm Glenn Moyer. As always, thanks for listening, and my apologies for the stuffy nose. You're now cleared for departure.